Access Mobile.
Neil 4H get.
Well, hello.
Picked up.
I'm almost back to the house. Gotta wait on AT&T this morning. They gotta fix my internet.
What we do without the internet?
Fine with it. It's, you know, the rest of the family, they would have a cow. Oh, I'm getting a phone call. I'll call you right back. APQA checks us.
KO4HK, standing by.
HXS, KN4BWA.
I'll get right back to you, KP2A, check that.
Bingo Bob, KN4BWA, standing by.
Yes, what's that, Steve?
The power bill, the rent, gas, food. Let's see, what else is up? What ain't up? You think we're still on for noon or so?
Yeah, we'll see. That was AT&T calling me. He's going to be there in about 10 minutes, so I'm kind of making my way back to the house here.
Okay, cool. So you may be available earlier then, huh?
Don't know. I have to be there for the duration. I got to let him back in and whatnot. He's got to check the modem and all that, but let me get out of here. I will call you shortly, or I'll let you know.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm reading. And if we can get that done earlier, wow, that'd be fantastic. Because you know the weather is coming in. We're supposed to start getting it around 2 o'clock.
Oh, no kidding. Well, from what I saw in the forecast, it was shifted a little bit more west. And if it strengthens, it might push itself more west. We'll see. But then now they're talking about a Cat 3, Cat 4 coming on the coast.
But I thought they said, that's the talking heads for you. Well, being a weatherman is the only job in the world where you can be wrong more than 50% of the time and still get an award. So, anyhow, I thought they were saying that we were really expecting 50-mile-an-hour wind. So, anyhow.
The weather log out front. KB2HXS mobile. What?
Had a phone call come in. Got the guy, my UTV, my utility vehicle?
Yeah. That one I want?
You know what? It can be had for the right fee. Now they got to do an upgrade on it. They're putting a brush guard around the hydraulic brake lines. Apparently some people have run up into some trees with the things and knocked a brake line loose, so they're putting a brush guard on the brake line.
Excellent. Yeah, I would like something similar to that, an ATV. Not so much an ATV, but a UTV would be nice, but the wife will have a heart attack if I go buy one.
Yep, I know what you mean, but you know what? They have gotten really pricey. Sheesh! And Kawasaki, and oh my God, the Polarises are just, they're as bad as John Deere now.
I'm on the nutty side, yeah, I hear you. But anyway, I'm making my way back to the house. I'm trying to beat the technician. The technician was the one that called me, and I told him I'll be back to the house in 10 minutes, and he said he'd be there in 15, so it's going to be close.
What is that line that Rob Schneider used in The Waterboy? You can do it!
You can do it, Nikki. I believe in you. Well, Sally and I, we have our own game that we play. You know, it's called Beat the GPS.
Bo, I'll tell you what, that's not hard to do. Now, if you're seeing who can get the best time better than the GPS, now that's a different story.
Nah, we call ours Beat the GPS.
You know, I gotta get me a new one. I had a really, really nice Garmin that was also a traffic cam. Had the traffic cam built in, and after about 8 or 9 years, the battery just finally pooped out, and it just would not come up anymore.
Yeah, I had a Garmin back in the day with driving truck. I tell you what, that was a nice deal, because the Garmin, you know, if depending on how you set it up, I set it up for, you know, my truck, and it would give me the avoidances of the bridges and stuff. It would route me on truck routes.
Yepper, I know what you mean. They're nice, but I've got nav in my dash on this truck, and I tell you what, it's really handy.
KB2H Access Mobile. Yeah, I my GPS, it serves me well, you know. Just like my Jedi intuition, it serves me well.
Love when people pull up to a gas pump, they pump their gas, and then they walk back over to their vehicle and piddle fart around for 10 minutes. I'm going to stand here watching this lady play with her pocketbook, blocking the pump up. You know, people are just, well, anyhow, what can I say?
Oh, I understand. Believe me, I understand, because I've seen it. We went to Bucky's on the way back from Myrtle Beach last week, and it happens in all the Bucky's. They'll pull up to the gas tank, leave the car, walk inside, fiddly fart around inside, eventually, and then go. So what Sally and I did the last trip, I told her, I said, pull up right next to them. I don't care, pull up right next to them, block them. And I used the pump before they got back.
I know what you mean. Well, she's finally decided to stroll over to the pump. And I think she's... Oh, wow. She just pulled the nozzle out of the vehicle. I'm just going to shut up. There's no point in complaining. Because, you know what? In general, people are just stupid.
Don't consider it. Well, that's why, you know, we pulled up. We drove around a little bit. Looking for an open pump, and I told Sally, just pull in front of this guy, or actually we blocked him. I pulled in right next to him. I stretched the pump hose across and filled up, and we went on. They still weren't back.
I gotta go, Bo. I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you. KB2HXS at home.